This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
Welcome to an evening of entertainment on the Live Feed as we bring you Over the Back Fence. Over the Back Fence is a community variety show hosted at the St. Main Theater in downtown Lanesboro, Minnesota. This month's theme is H2O. Hear songs like Wade in the Water, Splish, Splash, I Was Taking a Bath, and more. We'll also feature poetry, stories, and special musical guests, the Vintage Tones. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed.
Good evening, everyone. Before we start the show, we would like to take a moment to recognize and honor our veterans here tonight, both in the audience and the cast. So please stand if you're a veteran. Please stand if you're a veteran. You're going to be happy you did. To show our appreciation for your service, Diane has made you a treat that our cast members will pass out to you now. Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you for all you have done for our country. It's a heartfelt thank you coming from us. We have baked cookies for you, and if you're a parent of a veteran, we will go down the aisle and pass these bags of cookies out. And there is an advertisement on television that's been running this last couple months, and it's a little girl that her daddy has come home, and then she goes up to a veteran, and she says, "My daddy said I should do this for you," and that is, thank you.
And as several of you know, each month, we choose somebody from the studio audience to help us open the show. Tonight, we have Jennifer Hungerhalt, all the way from Brooklyn, Lanesboro. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Jennifer, and I'm here to welcome you to this evening's performance of Over the Back Fence. Our theme tonight is H2O. Our host is Damon Prestman with Rita Dalzell on piano. And now here's Damon.
Good evening and welcome to Over the Back Fence, a presentation of Lanesboro Arts. Tonight, we wrap up our 22nd season. Holy cow! Tonight's theme is H2O, good old water. Our special musical guests are the Vintage Tones. And please join me in welcoming our special guest musical director, Ms. Rita Dalzell! Well, welcome, Rita. It's so nice to have you back tickling the ivories.
It's nice to be back. It's been a few months. It's always fun to be up here with you, Damon.
Well, we're sure glad you're here joining us. We've got a great theme tonight, yeah. Water. Lots of good stuff in store for
lots
us on the water
stuff.
Thing. And I see that the Back Fence gang has gathered along with some extra friends and extra instruments. For those of you that are listening at home and not here in the theater right now, we have 722 people on stage. And 17 instruments. So if you come on down to the St. Main Theater, you can always check us out. I see the Back Fence gang. What do you have for us?
Well, we're going to do a song, obviously. But Damon has been gracious enough to help me with an experiment, which nobody else knows about, before we sing. And I thought it might be kind of fun to have some rain in here. So Damon's going to go all the way.
Don't look at me like that, Bill. I'm not doing anything bad.
No, he's not. If Damon would go all the way to the back, he's going to divide the audience into groups of three rows, and so he will do that. And so if you're in the last three rows, you're group number one. Those of you sitting in the back can be with them, and then you'll be group number two.
This is group number two right here in the middle. All three of you guys, all three here. Group number two. Good-looking group we have tonight.
Yeah.
And here goes group number three. This is the three of us here. One, two, three. You're in group number three. And then here in the front, one, two, three. You guys are group number four.
Okay, so what we're going to do
that wasn't that bad.
No, he was good. We're going to make some rain, and the people on stage know nothing about this, so you can choose whichever part of the rain you want to be. Those out there, you have to do what your mission is. So group number one, you are going to rub your palms together. Could you do that? Group number two, you're going to snap your fingers. Group number three, you're going to take two fingers and hit them on your palm. And group number four, you're going to clap. Okay, let's do that all together. All together now. Rain.
Somebody give me an umbrella.
Okay, thank you for being such good sports, and thanks, Damon.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Wade in the water.
Off here on our swan song of our 22nd year. Wow, that was a good start there. Holy cow.
Great song. Great.
It is one of my all-time favorites. I look over the back fence and I see Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Damon.
What do you have for us?
Well, I've got a little story that links a canoe, a lake, and Paul Wellstone. So I think it happened about 20 years ago. Some of you know that my husband was a veterinarian who also loved canoeing in the Boundary Waters. Well, we had, an 80-pound canoe. It was time to get something a little lighter weight. He had kind of worn out that left shoulder pregnancy checking cattle. So we found a Bell canoe that was about 42 pounds. And it was sleek, and it was black, it was beautiful, and it had no keel. So we had planned its maiden voyage on Lake Ann, which is northern Minnesota, middle of the northern Minnesota area. And as it happened, there was a nice dock. So we set the canoe in the water just right next to that dock. Well, I was a little nervous getting in, but I very gingerly stepped into the canoe and got myself situated. And then my husband proceeded to get into the canoe. I failed to mention, it was a warm day, but cloudy. And I was worried that I had forgotten my raincoat. So he stepped into the canoe, and over it went. After that, I didn't really care whether it rained or not. The camera had to be sent to Japan for repairs. But we paddled around Lake Ann. We had a good time. And at the end of the day, we went to a Paul Wellstone rally. Now, it was in a small hometown restaurant, and I was very thankful that the seating was vinyl. So now you know why I think, when I think of Paul Wellstone, I also think of a canoe and a lake.
Thank you, Kay, for that great story about how water has touched you. Ooh, I look over my back fence. I see Val and Karen are gathering. Hi, Val. Hi, Karen. What do you have for us?
We have a swimming song.
Ooh.
Last summer I went swimming. Last summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. I moved my arms around. Last summer I swam in the ocean and I swam in a swimming pool. Salt my wounds, chlorine my eyes. I'm a self-destructive fool, a self-destructive fool. Last summer I swam in a public place and a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit. I wore my swimming suit. Last summer I did the backstroke, and you know that's not all. I did the breaststroke and the butterfly and the old Australian crawl, the old Australian crawl. Last summer I did swan dives and jackknives for you all. And once when you weren't looking, I did a cannonball, I did a cannonball. Last summer I went swimming, last summer I might have drowned. But I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around. I moved my arms around. Yeah.
Val and Karen with the swimming song. Well, now I see a very interesting group of people gathering over the back fence today. They don't look like they're here all the time. They look like they're busy doing something else. I wonder what it is.
It's the 2016 Christmas Inn Tour. Come to Lanesboro and visit 8 well-appointed inns, all decorated for the holidays as they open the doors to welcome visitors. Lanesboro is the bed and breakfast capital of Minnesota. See them up close, like this bed and breakfast here.
Ding dong!
Meet the innkeepers.
Welcome, I'm Harold.
And I'm Susan. Come on in.
Step on into their Victorian parlor.
Look at this beautiful Christmas tree.
It's a self-guided tour. Help yourself around.
Move on into the living room.
Wow, look at that woodwork.
That stained glass is priceless. And the Christmas garlands.
Is that a real pomegranate?
Enter the dining room.
What a spread.
Every inn on the tour will feature treats.
Look at the cake.
And all the cookies.
And strawberries.
And cashews.
Ding dong.
Excuse us, we have more visitors.
And I thought things would be winding down by now.
Innkeepers stay busy with visitors arriving throughout the afternoon.
Is that rum sauce I see?
Tastes like it.
Can I try?
Hey, use your own finger. I don't have room in my stomach to try everything.
Good thing we brought these bags.
And these containers.
Ding dong.
The Christmas Inn Tour is a popular event and guests continue to arrive.
Hi, I'm Harold.
And I'm Susan. Have a look around. Harold, isn't there supposed to be a pomegranate around here?
I wonder where this door goes. Ah, the kitchen.
Visit the kitchen. Have a look behind the scenes.
Amaranth flour? What is amaranth flour?
See how innkeepers arrange their kitchen cupboards.
Rice milk? Why would anybody need rice milk?
Find out what innkeepers keep in their refrigerators.
Look, honey, they use real vanilla.
And in their kitchen drawers.
I wonder where this door goes.
Explore the basement.
Wow, they have two water heaters.
Experiment with their circuit breaker box.
Harold, our freezer isn't working anymore.
And our hallway lights are out.
Climb the stairs to the bedrooms on the second floor.
Susan, where did all the food go?
I don't know. At least it's getting close to 6 and we can check our guests in.
This room looks nice.
How about this one here?
The door is locked.
It's okay. I picked up some keys in the kitchen.
Roger, I think someone's coming into our bedroom.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Merry Christmas. Just looking around. Is this the bathroom?
Hey, I'm in here.
Though built in the 1800s, most B&Bs today have bedrooms with private attached bathrooms.
Honey, come see the bathroom.
See how innkeepers have at times had to be creative when adding bathrooms to their rooms.
Yeah, get out of our room.
Now there's a man who could use a little more Christmas spirit.
You may find opportunity to spread a little Christmas cheer of your own.
All right, all right. Let's see what's in the other rooms.
Here's one with the jacuzzi tub.
Some rooms even have whirlpools.
This is a two-person tub.
Here are some towels.
I'll get the water going.
Harold, do you hear some water running in the blue room?
Ah, this is really nice.
Could you pass me my champagne glass?
Here you go. Oh, shoot, I dropped some piece of cake in the water. Could you pass the cookies?
So take part in the Lanesboro Christmas Inn Tour on Sunday, December 4th from 2 to 6. It's lovely inns, Christmas treats, and a whole lot more.
The Lanesboro Innkeepers with a look at what it could be like during the Holiday Inn Tour, Sunday, December 4th. 2 to 6 p.m. right here in the bed and breakfast capital of the world, I'm going to say. I've decided it's the world now. Holy cow. Things are happening all around me. If you were here in the studio with us right now, you would see craziness happening. I'm not at liberty to discuss what it could be, but it does look crazy. It appears as if it could be raining inside here. Over the back fence, I see the vocal minority.
Trickle, trickle, splash, splash, tell me how long will this rain last? The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this rain last? Trickle, trickle, slop, slop, just got to see my sweet gumdrop. She's there waiting and I'm hesitating. Tell me just when this rain will stop. Ronnie, dig my clothes here, boy. A one-button row, but you know I'm sharp as a tack. Can you lend me your Cadillac? Gotta go to a party, yeah. Please lend me your show. Well, if I can't take it, you know I can't make it. I won't see my baby no more. Trickle, trickle, splash, splash, tell me how long will this rain last? The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this rain last? Trickle, trickle, slop, slop, just got to see my sweet gumdrop. She's there waiting and I'm hesitating. Tell me just when this rain will stop. Ryan. She's sweet, she's fine, yeah, boy. And I love her so. Well, if I can't make this party, man, she's sure to go. Gotta go, gotta go to the party, yeah. Please lend me your show. Well, if I can't take it, you know I can't make it. I won't see my baby no more. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Trickle, trickle, splash, splash. Tell me how long will this rain last? The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this rain last? Trickle, trickle, slop, slop. Just got to see my sweet girl drop. She's there waiting and I'm hesitating. Tell me how long this rain will last. Tell me how long will it last.
Trickle, trickle, the vocal minority. All right. Oh, that's cool. That's a great song. That's a classic. Well, this is the last show of the season, sadly. We hate to even think about that because I enjoy coming down here and hanging out with these fine and talented people. But a lot of times what happens on the last show of the season is we bring in a group of musicians that's a little more raucous than the average...
That's good. We can use the, we can use raucous.
Right. Not ROC, but the other kind of raucous.
No,
yeah.
No, I know.
And
R-A-U.
And the good news is that after the show tonight, this band is going to stick around. We're going to have a little post-show concert, so you guys can certainly stick around and enjoy that. It looks like they've gathered right now, so please join me in welcoming our special musical guest, the Vintage Tones. We're going to give you a quick second there, Peter, and we will enjoy Jane as we get going here, and then we'll give you a second there.
While they're fixing things up, I've got a river poem for you. I have a good friend in Minneapolis by the name of Sue Smallen, who is rapidly becoming one of Minnesota's best poets. This one is called I'm an Old River. I'm an old river and much changed by tributaries, by rain, by wellspring, by snowmelt, by what I've given and hindered. My floodwaters are furious and dull. There are ways in which I am beautiful, though much of my wilderness has been broken like a roan horse. Best never be completely unafraid of me. You too are a wild river. At our confluence, I will receive you. Arrive.
Thank you, Jane.
Never have I been so happy to hear a poem.
No. If you break my I will try to show that I'm
pretend. I want to go, but I hate to leave you. You know I hate to leave you. Oh, 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 you. If you break my heart, I'll go, but I'll be back again. The Vintage Tones! Man. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, but we're cooking now. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. Hello. Take a deep breath. It's all right. These are a very forgiving people out here. Trust me.
Very good.
They wouldn't keep coming back to this show if they weren't forgiving. Tell us who you are and who the rest of the guys in your band are.
Well, we are the Vintage Tones of Spielzeiten und Pausen.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
You got the whole thing? You want the...
Okay, so you're the Vintage Tones, and then there's something else after that. Say it again, would you, please?
Spielzeiten und Pausen.
It's not going to look the greatest on a banner.
It's a little long. We're the band...
What does that mean? Well,
Spielzeiten means playtimes, and Pausen means breaks, and it goes back to our affinity for Beatle tunes, old Beatle tunes. And we took it from a Hamburg contract for the Beatles. When they played in Hamburg, they're pretty strict Germans. The contract had specific times of which you played and which time you took breaks for your 6-hour, 8-hour show.
So when I think the Beatles, I think Germany.
Well, that's a good place to start.
Don't really understand that, but okay. I appreciate the fact that you know how it's pronounced. Now tell us, who are you and the rest of the people in your band?
All right, so I'm Peter Post, originally from Rushford. This is Pat Haney, he's from Prior Lake. On bass, we have Jeff Forsher from Rochester. And on drums, we have Dean Loftus, who is currently living in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
All right. So, judging by your first song, it sounds like you're kind of into the classic stuff. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, we're old Beatle tunes. We do deep cuts, our favorites, and deep, deep tracks. So we don't do the number ones. We do the deep tracks. And so it's Beatles, Everly's, Orbison, Rockabilly, nice. Moody Blues.
Say, let me make sure I got the time right of your show there at the Legion. 6 to 10?
6:30 to 10:30.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure that we got the times right on that. All right. Well, if anybody is interested after they listen to you play tonight, any chance we can get a hold of you some kind of way?
Yeah, we have business cards at the front desk. Feel free to take one. Please do. And there will be a link to our Facebook page, or you can just put in, we're the only one out there called the Vintage Tones of Spielzeiten und Pausen.
Yep. And you're the only one that knows how to spell it.
Well, so, I'll just have to look it up.
Let's go back to the Vintage Tones of Lederhosen. I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride, but I know I'll do my crying in the rain. If I wait for cloudy sky, you won't know the rain from the tears in my eyes. You'll never know that I still let you so, though the heartache remains. I'll do my crying in the rain. We're not together. I look for stormy weather to hide these tears I hope you'll never see.
I'm gonna wear a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but tell them, darling, you'll never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
Well, we thought this next tune would be right in line with another water theme. When we play, we get a lot of requests to do songs about oysters.
Oysters.
Yeah. Oysters. And it took us a while to find one, but we like this one.
Find some pearls today to make a pretty necklace for Leah. Leah. I've got to go deep and find the ones to try. I'll bet my living's dry tonight. I'll place around the now it's over, I'm awake at last. All heartache, the memories of the past. It was just another dream about my last love, my Leah. Leah, Leah.
Thank you so much. That was Roy Orbison. Time is nice.
carefree, kissing power.
After the show, they'll be performing a mini concert right here at the St. Main Theater right after the show tonight. And they will be performing at the American Legion in Rochester from next Friday night as well. The Vintage Stones. You know, there's a lot of cool things. Part of the reason why we are celebrating water tonight is because coming up in the very near future, there's going to be a very cool exhibit nearby. And if I only had someone nearby that could talk to me about it, it would be fantastic. And oh, I look over the back fence and I see Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hi. That's why we're doing this tonight. I think that's where it all came from. People say to me, what is the deal with this waterways, Adam? What is the deal with it? Well, it is a traveling exhibition and community engagement initiative of the Smithsonian Institution's Museum on Main Street program that explores the centrality of water in our lives. A statewide initiative that uses history, faith, ethics, the arts, and science, of course, to reconnect Minnesotans with the preciousness of water in our lives and the need to become more actively engaged in its protection. Well, what does that have to do with Lanesboro? People say to me, well, Lanesboro is one of six participating communities in the Waterways exhibit in Lanesboro Arts, along with our fine friends at Commonweal Theater, Eagle Bluff Environmental Learning Center, Friends of the Root River, Lanesboro Museum, are hosting the exhibition and presenting local programs for 6 weeks next year here in the winter, the dead of winter, January 7th through February 19th. So the true traveling exhibitions are going to be installed next door at the Commonweal Theater, and that includes exhibitions that feature a look at the water cycle on Earth, its effect on the landscape, settlement, migration, and its impact on culture and spirituality, as well as an exhibit developed by the Minnesota Humanities Center, the MPCA, that features stories much like the one Kay told earlier this night, as well as opportunities for you to share your own stories. Thanks for bearing with me, folks.
Woo, that's Adam from Lanesboro Arts. Well, as I look over my back fence, I see Don and Sandy. What do you have in store for us?
Got a fishing song.
Ooh.
Every chance he gets, old Hayes and his bamboo pole, relaxing at the fishing hole, and you can just bet. Fishing helps to pass the time, and well, I spend most of mine, and even though the fish ain't biting, it's been time well spent. You know it sets your mind at ease, and doing what you please, it's the only way to go. All I ever need is a weight on the line and a hook on the lead and a kind word softly spoken to the bait down below. Oh, I love to watch the sun come up. Nothing like a sunny day to get you thinking in a natural way. Oh, I love to feel the free spirit fly when I hear children sing. You know I love it more than anything.
That was great. Kind of makes me just want to go fishing. I'm not a big fisherman. I don't like to fish too much. Although I do love fishing shows. I love to watch fishing shows on TV, but I don't like to touch fish.
Well, that's understandable.
I know. It's so much safer to watch it on TV. I love fishing shows.
Yeah, though. I agree.
Well, I see Bill and Pete over my back fence, and they're funny guys. I wonder what they've got.
Bill, I thought you were going to wear your dress tonight.
Nobody told me it was dress-up night.
Hey, Bill, how do you make holy water?
I don't know.
You take ordinary tap water and boil the hell out of it.
Hey, Pete, if there's H2O on the inside of a fire hydrant, what's on the outside?
I don't know.
K9P.
Okay, what 8 letters can you find in a glass of water?
I don't know.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
H to O.
That was really funny.
Hey, what's the king's favorite kind of precipitation?
Don't know.
Hail! And what's the queen's favorite kind of precipitation? Rain.
They love that one, too. Hey, Pete, what did one raindrop say to the other?
I do not know.
Two's company, three's a cloud.
Peter, Robin, what do you have for me?
We got a song written especially for this occasion, which we have a dam in town that has had some issues, some controversy, some discussion. This song is about that dam.
Could be waste if it's replaced by water, cruel water,
water.
The dam of mine's run out of time, these stones of lime leak water,
water,
root
water,
river, water,
water, water.
It's a moving dam, it's a water spouting dam. If the devil plays his hand, then it's gonna flood this land with water.
Water.
Dam, would you please stay together? Don't release all your water or you'll see we'll be wading clear up to our knees with water.
Water.
Root.
Water.
River.
Water, water, water.
The Civil War was barely o'er when men of yore dammed water, pulled water,
water.
The stones of mills but were not fast. The dam collapsed and water,
water,
burst
water.
Forth.
Water,
water,
water.
A wiser man with better plans commenced again to stop her. Our water,
water.
With skillful hands they built the dam that still withstands the water.
Water.
Root. Analysts declare that this old dam a mist from water, cool water,
water.
'Cause every year more leaks appear, these stones they fear might totter,
water.
Forced
water.
By
water,
water. It's a moving dam, it's a water spouting dam. If the devil plays his hand, then it's gonna flood this land with water. Damn, would you please stay together? Don't release all your water or you'll see we'll be wading clear up to our knees in water. Root,
water,
water,
water, water,
water. To representatives we went, their ears were bent. Please offer your coffers.
Water.
But legislators miss the date. We're forced to wait. They faltered.
Water.
Words
water,
were
water,
altered.
Water, water.
Fingers crossed to not be lost by Holocaust from water. Cruel water.
Water.
We'll try next year, our mission's clear, to conquer fear of water. It's a moving dam, it's a water spouting dam. If the devil plays his hand, he's gonna find his blood with water.
Water.
Damn, would you please stay together? Don't release all your water or you'll see we'll be waiting clear up to our knees with water.
Peter and Robin with Cruel Water, an original song about our dam. As I look over my back fence, I see Don is here. And Don, you normally come with a great story. Do you have one tonight?
Possibly. Hi, everybody. Water is probably responsible for more concern than wine, women, and song put together. If it rains, it ruins your day. If it doesn't rain, it ruins your day. If it rains while you're sleeping, it makes your day. If you left the windows down on the car that night, it ruins your day. If the water ever stopped running in the Root River, it'd be the end of a lot of things in Lanesboro. But if it rains too much, it's not safe to go to the river. The Root River flooded in 1950 and did quite a lot of damage. My friend T.J. Lynch told me he remembered 1950 was when they got indoor plumbing. There was a good reason for the new bathroom. The 1950 flood sent the family outhouse down the river. So it wasn't all bad. So, several years back, the lack of rain and hot weather left the whole middle of Illinois and Indiana completely parched. The losses created a boom in corn prices, and places like Minnesota received the benefits. Now the weather's great, the corn is excellent, and the prices are down the drain. Go figure. Ask any farmer about water, and he'll tell you that water is the most important ingredient in farming, but it has to be in the right amounts and at the right time. Kind of like kissing your wife. You don't ask about what life would be like without water. There wouldn't be any. Too much water can have the same effect. Every time it rains very much in Lanesboro, we get another pond in Sullivan Park at the bottom of the school parking lot. The kids call it Lake Lehman after one of our former superintendents. It rained so much the first week of school, I was worried the football field was going to turn back into a lake. I didn't need to worry. By the third week of school, it was underwater. It's fun to watch a football coach directing plays in a rowboat. Years ago, I had a roommate who owned a waterbed. He was moving out and had enlisted a friend to help. The friend asked how much the waterbed weighed. About 1,200 pounds was the answer. Good grief, how are we going to move it? He was kidding, of course. The next problem was the little giant fountain pump he used to empty the water out of the bed. It took almost a day and a half. If you're out in the middle of the ocean, it's water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink. Or the complaint of W.C. Fields. And there I was, stranded in Philadelphia for 2 weeks with nothing to live on but food and water. The force of water can be quite amazing. I saw some photos of the rain damage in northern Wisconsin earlier this year. Roads washed away, roads missing, roads made impassable by the sheer force of water. The worst photos are the ones of cars that tried to take a run at it. I've seen markings on bridge underpasses that indicate the depth of the water accumulated. When the 6-foot mark is showing and not the 5-foot mark, it's probably a safe bet to say you shouldn't try it. The nice thing about living in Minnesota is you don't have to worry about water all the time. For several months every year, it turns to snow, which is much easier to deal with than rain. You just stay home.
That's Don with a great story about water. Well, you know, we like to have a sing-along song at the end of the night.
We do, yes.
And this is going to be one of those kind of sing-along songs, and we encourage all of you here in the St. Main Theater with us, and those of you listening at home, to sing along. I'm pretty sure you're going to know this tune. It's for those of you here in the audience, it's printed on your program. For those of you at home, look it up on Google. But you could definitely sing along with us and the gang. Close of our last show of our 22nd season. Let's have a nice round of applause for our special musical guest, the Vintage Tones. Our pre-show entertainment provided by Russ Geyer and Friends. Let's not forget our great sponsors this evening, Sandy Tamil of Coffee Street Fitness and Tim Keeney of IGA Food Stores. And a great big thank you goes out to our guest musical director tonight, Rita Dalzell. I'm Damon Preston, and on behalf of the entire Over the Back Fence gang, we say thank you very much for a great season, and we'll see you next year.
Again to all who make Over the Back Fence possible, the volunteer cast and crew, sponsors, and the Lanesboro Arts Center. Over the Back Fence takes place the second Friday of every month, March through November, at the St. Main Theater in downtown Lanesboro. More information on Over the Back Fence can be found at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tunsett, thanking you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.